For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
J.C. Allen joins us now from Tampa. Bucks coverage for Bucks Game Day and SI Now. J.C., what up, man? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
We're doing good, man.
We are curious what you got down there. Obviously, Tampa had the big playoff win last year. I think surprised a lot of folks. Todd Bowles, defensively, we know what that is. You lose the offensive coordinator that works so well with Baker Mayfield. How are folks feeling in Tampa?
I think the optimism is pretty high. You go into an offseason where there's so many question marks. First, as you mentioned, you lose Dave Canales, so you're replacing an offensive coordinator. But names like Lavonte David, Mike Evans, Antoine Winfield Jr., Baker Mayfield, all free agents. Some of them expected to hit the market, but the Bucks go in and they bring in Liam Cohen from the Rams, which, you know, helped bring back Mike Evans, helped bring back Baker Mayfield as well, who had spent time with him. Similar system. They get Antoine Winfield with a franchise tag and then signed him to what was the largest contract for a defensive back before Patrick Surtain just broke that.
Yeah, that was like this morning, right?
Yeah. They bring back Lavonte David. They sign a key pivotal player missing from the secondary in Jordan Whitehead. And then they reach a long-term deal with Tristan Wirfs to lock him up as the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history. So there's a lot of optimism about the where the defense is headed, bringing back a majority of the same playmakers, and adding to it with a Jordan Whitehead and through the draft, second-year development. And then on the offense, while Dave Canales will certainly hurt a little bit, I think Cohen comes in, and he's a direct branch off that McVay tree where, kind of Dave Canales was from the Shane Waldron and had some – different things in there from Pete Carroll and Daryl Bevel and Marty Schottenheimer that he learned, or Brian Schottenheimer rather, and kind of was a mix of that and no experience as a play caller. And you bring in Cohen, he's got that experience. He's bringing that same system over. So there's a lot of similar terminology, a lot of similar things that they're doing as far as systematically. And I think that leads to a lot of optimism that the Bucks, can go out there and repeat as division champs.
Well, it's a lot of optimism, and I think that brings great expectation. But is the confidence totally in Baker Mayfield to have the year like he had last year?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you look at Baker Mayfield, he's kind of an enigma as a quarterback, right? He's never really had success in back-to-back years. But when you kind of look at into the why behind that, you start to realize he's never really been given a chance. He comes into a terrible organization, and he loses his head coach is fired, and then offensive coordinator is fired, and you go through the changes, and by the time he lands in Tampa, he's had 8 different head coaches and 9 different offensive coordinators somewhere around there.
That's crazy, dude.
It's kind of like Alex Smith was with the Chiefs, and I kind of compare their careers, not the way they play or anything, but kind of just like not given really a great chance as that number one pick to succeed. He had some success in 2020, and then, whether it's through his own ignorance or arrogance or whatever, he tries to play through injuries, and, numbers aren't the same. Remember, that Browns team was Chad Henne's stop on a 12-yard scramble from the AFC Championship game that year. Maybe we're looking at Baker still with the Browns. So I think the consistency, the continuity with the offense, the upgrades they made to the offensive line, bringing in a guy like Cohen, who's worked with him, giving him more responsibility, it just bodes well for finally for back-to-back good seasons for Baker to go out there and kind of sling the rock and know what he's doing and understanding. And you got to remember, too, last season going into it, he was in a competition through training camp, so he wasn't getting all the reps with the ones and kind of still developing that chemistry throughout the first couple weeks of the season. Now they're locked in, ready to go, and he's poised to have a really strong year this year.
Yeah. You know who helps is Mike Evans. And the guy, I feel like he kind of never gets talked about in the top wideouts, but just continues to deliver year after year. How's Evans and kind of the skill position players looking?
Yeah, I mean, Evans is finally starting to get his flowers now, and it's long overdue. You know, with his 10 straight 1,000-yard seasons. And, you know, Mike Evans is going to be Mike Evans. He's going to be
10 straight 1,000-yard seasons is nuts.
Right. He's going to be a vertical threat. But what he's also really underrated for is his route running. He's probably one of the better route runners in the NFL, probably like top five, top 10. And that doesn't get talked about enough. But, you know, with him and then moving Godwin.
And his durability,
back to
slot, man. I just looked this up.
Yeah.
I mean, he just doesn't miss games.
He does, like, you know, and even when
he's
does,
played at least 15, that's crazy.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the marketable. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Right, and some you know, when he was missing games early on, it was usually due to like soft tissue hamstring injuries, but you know he's worked on that throughout his career. Obviously, you know, taking care of his body in better shape, and he's been able to have that sustainability too. But they're moving Godwin back in the slot, which is going to help his numbers profoundly. He's looking like, you know, pre-ACL Godwin before he suffered that injury, and Cohen said he's going to play a Cooper Kupp style role in this offense, so receptions galore coming his way. And then Jalen McMillan has looked really well coming on as a rookie. They drafted him in the third round. Could end up being one of the steals of the draft, I think. He's on the same page with Baker. He's just very fluid, very smooth. You talk to guys like Antoine Winfield Jr., Levante David, guys who have been around and seen some of the best, and they just say he's like a savvy veteran out there. He kind of knows the soft spots in zone. He knows, you know, how to get open, how to create separation. And one of the question marks with him was, you know, can he play through physicality coming off the line and going across the middle? And he's shown that he can do that, and I think he's going to be a pivotal part of this offense.
Ty Bowles likes to blitz. Is that still his mindset coming out of the locker room, making sure your quarterback is ready?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to come up with some exotic looks, exotic pressures. You kind of look last year he had Vita Vea and Kalijah Kansi as off-ball linebackers. So he's going to come up with certain things, and he's going to send them from everywhere. And I think that's one of the things about Todd Bowles' defense. Would he thrive with a, you know, double-digit consistent sack artist and one of these top premier edge rushers in the league? Yeah, but the way his defense is, you know, he brings it. He brings the pressure from all different areas. So it'll always keeping quarterbacks on their toes. It could be coming from the nickel, the corner, stunts, loops, different twists, all sorts of different things he's going to do. Simulated pressure, he's going to bring it in ways that are going to keep a quarterback wondering, A, where it's coming from, and make them have to get rid of the ball so quickly. And that's part of the reason why the sack numbers from their edge rushers haven't been as high, because it's an emphasis that offensive coordinators put in. Hey, we've got 2.5 seconds to get rid of this ball. If not, they're coming. Someone's coming from somewhere, and you need to get that ball out. So it kind of helps and it hurts the Bucs as well, especially the defense, because you know they want to get those sack numbers, but when the quarterbacks know that they're coming, he's got to get that ball out quick, and it kind of sometimes limits their opportunities to do so.
You said he had Vita Vea coming on as an off the line linebacker. That should be illegal to have that dude getting a head start.
Yeah. A running start.
I mean, Vita's something rare. I mean, I've seen this guy be 5 yards deep in the backfield and run 20 yards down the field and tackle a running back. He's a rare breed. And he's slimmed down this season, too, making him faster.
Slimmed down
lighter.
To what?
330?
Yeah.
320. He was at 350 or 360 last year. So,
he's now 320, a slim 320.
That's a big fella, man. Talking with J.C. Allen here. You can give him a follow at J.C. Allen NFL, Bucks reporter, writer, Bucks Game Day, SI Now. Check out the podcast. He's got it all cooking down there in Tampa. All right, dude. Obviously, this game, Sunday, 4 o'clock. The Bucks are installed as a favorite. What do you think happens?
Yeah, so I think, you know, in the beginning, there'll be some figuring it out, right? You haven't seen a lot of this Washington Commanders team, especially not Jaden Daniels. So there'll be a lot of figuring out, and that may maybe lead to some early plays by the Commanders. But I think after the half, Todd Bowles will get it kind of figured out. There's like this thing going around about how he's, you know, not great against quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks, but he's actually 10-5 since joining the Bucs. One of those was a game he didn't play as starter. So I think the Bucs win this handily, probably around like by 10 points or so. I think there's just too many moving parts for the Commanders right now. I think they're going to be a good team, but it takes time for that chemistry to come and to kind of in a game setting. And Washington didn't play a lot of their starters in the preseason. They have pretty much a whole new defense other than their interior and a couple of defensive backs in the back there. I think they're a very promising team. I think the trajectory is certainly pointing up on them. But I think with the offensive line and I think with, you know, some of the pieces on defense, it's going to lead to some miscommunication and some big plays to be made by the Bucks. And I think they win probably – it's early, so offenses aren't always good. Probably somewhere around like 27-17 or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, Washington's got a lot of questions. Tampa's bringing just about everybody back. But, you know, the reason you watch the games, you never know what's going to happen. JC, thank you for the time, man.
Sunday.
Really appreciate it, man. See you Sunday.
All right.
Absolutely. See you.
That's JC Allen from Tampa. Covers the Bucks for Bucks Game Day and SI Now. He's not wrong. On paper, this thing looks kind of one-sided. Honestly, they don't play the games on paper. Dalton Wasserman at 11.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.